Brady Bowman with you, and I am here with the advisor to the Kansas State Black Student Union and the program coordinator for the K-State Office of Diversity, Brandon Clark. And Brandon, very exciting news today as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was announced as a speaker at Brandledge Coliseum on Tuesday, February 6th. Just wondering if you could tell us about your role. I know the Black Student Union is a big part of this.
Sure. Well, I'm the advisor to the K-State Black Student Union, who is responsible for bringing in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the 2008 Black History Month keynote speaker. Last year, our BSU has had a tradition of bringing in some pretty big-name speakers. They brought in Angela Davis last year. We brought in Harry Belafonte before and others. But we believe this may be by far, and the Angela Davis and Harry Belafonte were both huge and well-attended events. Because we got Bramlage, we believe that this may be the biggest yet. At least that's what we're hoping. And so we're really happy to be bringing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to Kansas State for Black History Month this year.
That is huge. That's one of the bigger names that's been through Manhattan in quite a while.
Right.
I guess talk about the process. Like, how did this come to be?
Well, just like every year, we as a BSU and I, the advisors, sit around and just wonder, you know, who could we bring that we think would have a good message for the campus and the community to hear this upcoming year during Black History Month. In light of some of the more recent events that have happened on campus that were pretty negative, but also looking at how our university tried to come together and combat some of those negative things that have happened on campus, we were looking for someone who we felt could bring the campus together, someone that the entire campus and community would want to hear from. And we felt like sports is one of those things that tends to transcend race. It tends to bring everyone together. For that little period of time while we're watching that football game or basketball game, people don't seem to be so focused on race so much. They're just looking at the game and how you play. And we noticed that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is someone who does speeches, according to the Speaking Bureau that we go through every year to look for speakers. And we thought that him being an athlete, but not just being an athlete, he's a social rights and a social justice advocate and activist right now, with the books he's written and the ambassador work he's done and just speaking out on social issues now, he would be a good bridge builder. He'd be someone that people might want to come out and see and look at because he's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But while they see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and I'm sure we will talk sports while they're at the lecture, he'll also come and deliver some powerful words about how we move forward, how to get beyond the black and white issues and the religious issues and the things that are dividing us as people and how to come together. And so it's another powerful example of the power of sports and someone using their platform in athletics to say, you know what, I could just be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, do athletics and do nothing else, but in the very spirit of Kaepernick, if you will, saying, you know what, I have a responsibility to be about something more than sports and athletics. This has given me a platform to speak out on issues that are important and give voice to some things that I think are not always heard. And so that's why we chose Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to come and speak this year. We just felt like he is someone that could cross those lines and bring people together and be able to deliver a message that will continue to bring healing to our campus and to the Manhattan and surrounding communities.
Obviously, he's well accomplished, a 6-time NBA champion, all-time leading scorer still to this day. But he's always been involved in speaking out on issues. He mm-hmm. boycotted the Olympics.
Yes.
Due to treatment of African Americans, I'm sure that's something that resonates today.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, bringing up Kaepernick and everything that's going on now with the taking a knee situation. Again, it's easy, if you will, and I don't want to use the word easy, but it can be easy to just say, listen, I'm an athlete. I'm just here to play the sport. But when you do pay a cost to, whether it be I'm going to boycott the Olympics and miss out on my opportunity to possibly get a medal or because I've spoken out, no one will sign me to a team anymore. You do sometimes, and also in the spirit of Muhammad, Ali, who spoke out against the Vietnam War and other things as well. They were stripped of titles and not given their due. But in the long run, in history, they are remembered because they spoke up and they spoke out. And ultimately, I believe, were proven to be correct in the stances that they took. And so to have an opportunity to bring him here to Kansas State University for our students to hear, for the community to hear, I just think would be amazing. And beyond the work and the team he's played for with the Lakers, having that connection with Purple as well, we're just happy and excited to bring him here. And we're hoping that this really resonates with the community and that it will get people wanting to come out to Bramlage and feel Bramlage Coliseum. I don't know if he's been anywhere near this area before, but to have him come here to K-State, to host him in Bramlage Coliseum, our basketball arena, we're just happy and excited about it and thrilled that K-State Athletics partnered with us to make this happen.
Brady Bowman here with Brandon Clark, advisor to the K-State Black Student Union. And Brandon, another part of this is obviously you always ask, how does this happen as far as the funding? And a lot of this is taken care of. I mean, that's kind of why the tickets are free for this, right?
Absolutely. This event have been approved and paid for by our Diversity Program Council, which is a committee of the Student Government Association, or our SGA, here on campus. So that's why the event has to be free, and we're glad it is free for students to attend. And while students are getting the opportunity to get their tickets first, because it is being funded by the Student Government Association of Kansas State University. So we're giving students the opportunity to get their tickets first, but we are going to, and unless the students take all the tickets, we are going to open it up to the community to begin to get their tickets very soon as well. But we want to give students the first dibs on the tickets. But it is being funded by the Student Government Association here on campus.
Was there any unknowns, like, I don't know if we're going to get them, and then you get that call and you got them? Was it something like that, or was it all pretty buttoned up from the beginning?
Well, you never know when you put in a request for an allocation if you're going to receive it or not. So the student, our BSU students, had to write up the proposal and give their reasoning for why they believe this would be a good speaker to bring here to the campus. And then that proposal is given to the diversity programming committee on campus. And the committee looks over the proposals that are submitted and decide if they believe it's a good proposal to accept or not. And we were a little nervous that they wouldn't accept it, but when we got word that they would accept it, of course, the students and I were very excited to make this happen. And I think one of the reasons that the committee did accept it, beyond him being Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, is that they were so happy to hear that even before we put in the proposal, we wanted to make sure that we could partner with K-State Athletics to possibly get Bramlage Coliseum, because we think the speaker would be so big that he could not fit in the student union or even McCain. And plus, with him being an athlete and a basketball player, Bramlage would just be the natural place. And after speaking with the athletic director, Gene Taylor, who was absolutely wonderful, he seemed excited and said, oh, absolutely, K-State Athletics will get behind this if you all are able to make that allocation go through. And the allocation went through, the request went through, and we were able to hear that we were getting him. And, of course, athletics was on board from there, and we've just been excited about it ever since. So we're happy to be partnering with athletics, but we're also partnering with our union programming council. Although the event is not in the union, they are helping us with distributing student tickets as well as helping us to advertise the event. So we're pulling together all these different people together on our campus to help make this event happen. So we're just really excited about that.
Well, I think we're all pretty excited about it. Brandon Clark, advisor to the K-State Black Student Union and the program coordinator for the K-State Office of Diversity. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much. And again, we hope to see everyone out at Bramlage Coliseum on February 6th.